The Interior Secretary, Sally Jewell, is at Yellowstone National Park today to celebrate the 100th birthday of the National Park Service. She'll be giving a speech later tonight at Yellowstone's iconic Roosevelt Arch. And someone else with a very close connection to the Park Service will also be speaking. That would be Stephen Mather McPherson, whose grandfather was the first director of the National Park Service and one of the people who got it going in the first place. I spoke with Stephen Mather McPherson when we broadcast the show earlier this week at Yellowstone's Old Faithful Inn.
Stephen Mather was an industrialist living in Chicago, and he, fortunately for him, he'd made a substantial amount of money, and he was able to break away and go into public service. And he called the Secretary of the Interior, who had gone to the University of California with him, and told him he was doing a lousy job running the national parks. And the Secretary said, come to Washington and do it yourself. And he took the challenge, went to Washington, became the Assistant Secretary of the Interior, and then in the summer of 1915 took industrialists, writers and congressmen, and on his own money, out to the Sierras and took them on a pack trip. And those influential men came back to their various places and helped him in the next year get the Park Service Act passed by Woodrow Wilson on August 25 of 1916, so it's coming up on 100 years.
100 years ago this week. So what do you know about why he cared so much about the parks?
He had grown up as a young man in San Francisco and had spent a lot of time in Yosemite National Park and the Sequoias. And so he had seen how badly they were run, how poorly they were administered. There was logging going on. They were running cattle. They were mining in the parks. And these parks are supposed to be unimpaired for future generations. That's in the act, actually. So he got very disturbed about that, but went on to make a fortune for himself and then had the ability to go and perform public service. And that was his dream, and thank goodness he did so, because we're all the beneficiaries.
And you, yourself, have also been involved in the parks throughout your career. Tell us what you've done.
Thank you. I served as a seasonal ranger here in Yellowstone National Park in the summer of 1958, and was on patrol here. Had a wonderful time working with other rangers. I subsequently, as I grew up and became an adult in business, I served on the board of the National Park Foundation. I was chairman of the board of an organization called the National Parks Conservation Association, which my grandfather founded in 1919 to bring in the minds of industrialists, academics, and scientists to help him build this new agency in the Interior Department. And that has evolved into a huge citizens organization which provides support to the parks.
And do you have children?
I do.
And are they involved in the parks?
Oh, they're all fascinated. They're all here with me for this celebration, which is going to take place this on Thursday. We're really looking forward to all being together at this 100th anniversary.
Do you think we'd have the national parks? Do you think we'd be standing here on this porch at the Old Faithful Inn, which, fair enough, did exist even before 1916, but do you think we'd have the parks without your grandfather?
I think we'd have something. We'd have some administrative group. I don't know whether it would be shaped quite the same way. My grandfather had an assistant who stayed in the government by the name of Horace Albright, and he was helped my grandfather throughout the 14 years that he was the director, became the second director himself when my grandfather died. He became the superintendent here in Yellowstone. So these two guys really drove the whole process, and I don't know if it'd be different, certainly, but it might have similarities.
What's your favorite one of the national parks?
This here in Yellowstone and Grand Teton. I spent a lot of time here as a kid, and then, of course, being a seasonal, that was very influential in those days for me. I took a train trip across the United States in 1946. With my family, and throughout that trip, and when he stopped at national parks, there were men there who had known my grandfather, and it was very influential to me as a young kid. But Tetons and Yellowstone are my favorites.
And if there's a kid listening to this, someone young who's never been to the national parks, what would you tell them?
I would tell, get your parents to get you in a car and drive around this country, just like the people that we see here at Old Faithful today. One that's filled with families and kids, and they'll take a trip that they'll never forget.
That's Steve McPherson of Florida, whose grandfather was Stephen Mather, who was one of the people that really started the National Parks and was the first director of the National Park Service about 100 years ago. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great pleasure to be with you.
And we spoke the other day at the Old Faithful Inn at Yellowstone National Park, and Stephen Mather's legacy can still be found at some of the most beautiful spots in the National Park Service. Mather Point at the south rim of the Grand Canyon is famous for its sweeping views of the canyon, and Mount Mather is a 12,000-foot peak that stands tall in Alaska's Denali National Park. And the rugged Mather Pass cuts through some treacherous mountain terrain in California's Kings Canyon National Park. And while we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service today, be sure to take a listen to the sounds of Yellowstone, some of the animals and natural features there as recorded by audio archivist Jennifer Jarrett. We brought you some of those sounds earlier this week. You can find them at our website, hereandnow.org.